You know, it's kind of that season, isn't it? It's that silly season, that shopping season.
Right?
Yeah. And so here we are with a few guests appropriate for the season. We have with us Jacob Holmberg of Northern Grind Espresso, coffee, whatever.
Hello.
We have Leilani Williams, who is the business liaison for the Downtown Small Business Association.
Yes, hello. Aloha, welcome.
And we have Stacy Mueller, a volunteer extraordinaire with the Downtown Small Business Association.
We love our volunteers.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you all for being here at this bright and early hour. We have a lot going on, as always, right?
Yes, always have a lot going on. We try to get the community to just really know that the businesses downtown are part of them. So we work on making sure we have something. We try to do something every month. During the summer, it's a little crazy because we have so many guests from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
But this is our time to really shine to our community. And so we have three events coming up right away. The first one is Shop Small, which is a wonderful.
Oh, there it is.
There we go. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful way to give back to your community. We have over 3,000 people that work downtown that we're supporting their families. We're helping, you know, with the community. A lot of the money that you guys spend downtown and in our community goes back into a lot of different charities that we try to provide extra, you know, gift certificates and just be a part of the things that are going on in our community. So Shop Small is really exciting because we have a lot of different businesses. We have 35 businesses that are part of our Shop Small, or not just Shop Small, but part of our district. And Stacy has a few of the businesses that are doing specials, that have sent us specials. Everybody's doing something for Shop Small, but we just have a few because we didn't want to kill you with, you know, lots of specials. So I'll let Stacy go ahead and give you a couple of those.
Well, we have Barrel 33. Many of you might not know about Barrel 33 because they've just recently opened, and they're actually going to be kicking off our ladies' night as well.
Yes.
But they're going to be offering two glasses of gluten wine and flatbread for $25. We have Larson's that has a 25% off select women's apparel and dessert. And then we have also 25% or 20% in the Ponderay Winery.
Oh,
off of their wine. How awesome is that?
Yeah, two wines, my favorite. Two wine places.
Yeah.
And Larson's.
I don't know why I picked the winery, but maybe we just need a glass of wine while we shop.
I love that. And you know, to get us kicked off, I always love going over and seeing Jacob at Northern Grind. So I might let him go ahead and tell us a little bit about what he's got going on.
Because he's moving.
He is moving, shaking. Rolling. I should have said, don't walk, roll.
Heck yeah. So Northern Grind, we're just going to be doing BOGO coffee. Nobody shops alone. You're always going to have your friends and family with you. So if you stop by the Northern Grind anytime Saturday, buy one, get one free.
Nice. Well, go ahead.
Wait, Jacob, you're moving to Cedar Street Bridge, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
What?
We did sign a contract to expand the Northern Grind, so the Northern Grind is also going to be located front and center in the Cedar Street Bridge.
Wow, that's awesome news.
Yeah, we're hoping to get established here in the next few weeks before the, you know, Christmas crowd comes in, but it's a for sure thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of good changes going on over there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that place. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I do want to kind of speak a little bit to that and just let people know, you know, obviously there's some new ownership in the bridge, but the bridge is almost full and all the business owners are ready to rock and roll. So come check it out because obviously there's been a lot of changes here in the last few months and the last half year, but those business owners are ready to go. So don't be afraid.
They absolutely are ready to go. I just was in there last week and was doing a little anniversary shopping and love Stanley's. It's the men's store. in the bridge. And I'm telling you, I bought my husband three different, not total outfits, but, you know, like a jacket and a shirt and another shirt and a hat. And he was blown away at how really the quality and how nice everything was. And I didn't really feel like I broke the bank, which was wonderful. But Stanley's is a great little place to go. And it's right across from Carousel, which that's where he bought my gift.
That's awesome.
I know. I love it. We're going to keep it downtown. So I was kind of stoked about what he did, because I had just posted, I do their Facebook postings for Carousel Emporium. And I had just posted this really cute poncho and hat and jeans. And I open up my present, and it's the hat and the poncho. I was like, well, there you go. Advertising does work.
Yeah, he's paying attention, at least.
Absolutely.
Stacy, did you finish what you were saying there? Where did we get?
I wasn't planning on talking about Stanley's, but I actually bought something yesterday, too, there for my 18-year-old.
Now, oh, yeah.
So I don't think that people in our community might not know that they do have some cutting edge stuff for the younger adults too.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think it was Father's Day. I bought all three of my father-in-law, my husband, and my son, who are all dads. I bought them these ratchet belts, and my son said to me the other day, "Hey, Mom, I went into Carousel to Stanley's to look for the ratchet belt because I want to buy them for my brothers." And I was like, well, that was what I was going to get your brother. So I'm like, well, how about we go in and then I'll get them something else. Like, I'm in. But they have some great things there. Yeah,
you can never have too many belts.
No. And this one is like, my husband loves it. My son loves it.
What is a ratchet belt? Are you saying like it tightens by itself as you pull it or something like
that?
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
And you don't even have to.
We learned something new.
I know. Then you don't have, and you can cut it to your specific, so you don't have this long belt.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. I mean, if you're really skinny and you get fat and you cut it, that's the problem. But if you're kind of a little bit chubbier, like a few of my boys are, that's because they eat my food. you know, you cut it and then you can cut it again when I stop feeding you, because I'm after Christmas, I'm not feeding anybody for the rest of the year. So,
what'd you get for the 18-year-old, if I may ask?
Oh gosh, I got him a really amazing. Let's see, what do they call it? It's a jacket, but it's a shirt. What's that called? See, I'm
a
too old.
A shirt jacket.
No, there's a name for it that the kids call it. I can't remember what it's called now. But anyways, yeah, it was
not
awesome.
A pullover, not a
hoodie.
No,
it's like both.
It's
I don't
like
know.
Okay.
A shacket. I don't know.
I love it.
I think it's a shacket.
So fashionable, we don't even know the vernacular.
Yeah, right. Well, okay. We're
trying to keep up with those kids, right?
Yeah, I'm so glad all my kids are old. I'm like, you know what I'm talking about, and they know.
Yeah. But I wanted to mention, though, that we are having a Black Friday special, a lot of the stores.
Oh, yeah. So, actually, everybody downtown is doing Black Friday stuff. We just, because it's Black Friday, we were like, okay, well, people are going to come out and shop on Black Friday, so we really wanted to get them to know that Saturday was going to be something special as well.
Right.
So don't spend all your money at Walmart on Friday, is what we're trying to say. Come downtown and give back to our community. So I wanted to kind of give you a list of some of the businesses that are part of this downtown shopping district. We have Out West Trading Company, Zero Point, Grace and Joy, I Saw Something Shiny, love their food. You got to go check them out. Zuazo Niche is in the bridge, and they have such a unique, I want to say, where they buy their stuff and what happens to the people that they buy it from. I would love it if she was here to tell you, because I don't want to mess it up, but she buys items from underprivileged facilities that are giving back and really bringing the community together. She buys stuff from Nigeria and where there's women building and making things, and she brings them in to help small business women.
Yeah, I've chatted with her a little bit about this, and obviously it's fair trade, but it's really more than fair trade, because fair trade is just, you know, the people that are making the products are, they're getting compensated a reasonable wage and whatnot. But I think she takes it to the next level.
Absolutely.
Which is finding communities that it, you know, impacts on such a greater level. And I love that about her vision.
Yeah, it is amazing. And the stuff is beautiful. I mean, you go in there and it's like, you know, there's something for everybody. I went in the other day and I had picked out three things that I was going to purchase and realized I didn't have my wallet with me, so I have to go back and pick them up. But it's really, all the things are beautiful, and it gives back to so many women.
You got to get Apple Pay, Leilani.
Right, I know.
Always ready.
I can't do that Apple thing yet. I had it
We're
for
teaching
a long
her, right?
Time. Yeah, it just teaches me. I just did get
Technology.
A new phone. So, you know, Technology. Then we have a couple of new businesses that came on. Besides Jacob at Northern Grind, we have Yafe Wellness. Whiskey Jack is a gallery. She has some beautiful textiles in there. Nicole, she's amazing. Uniquely Sandpoint. We love our restaurants. Trinity at City Beach. We've got 219 Lounge. We've got also Jalapenos and Monarch Coffee Company. There's some really neat. I mean, it's not just the shops. It's all of us. And I'm working on some real estate companies, too, because they need to give back to our community and be a part of us and really, like, get into it. We've had a couple of them that when we did our Apple Fest, they were out there with balloons and candy and waters. And I'm like, you guys should be a part of us. So we're working on them. I won't tell you which one it was. It was Remax. I won't tell you which one it was so that they don't feel bad that they're not a part of us yet.
I want to just interject, guys. A lot of people in the community think that Trinity isn't there anymore. There's, you know, they were going to close or
and
are
not.
They open, but they're still there. So
yeah.
I just wanted you guys to know that they're still there. And
they have the best prime rib dinner ever.
Yeah.
Love Trinity's.
Oh, my gosh. Me too. And that Justin, he is amazing.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Just does so much for the community, too. So one of the things that I have been really excited about in the bridge is Sugar Tooth. I don't know if you guys have gotten anything from Mr. Payton, but holy cow. His candy apples are to die for.
I had one last night.
Oh, my God.
It really was amazing.
Right?
I'm not, like, even, like, making that up.
Yeah.
Because I'm not one that really eats that kind of stuff.
Me either, but, oh, my gosh, they are so amazing. My mom is at Valley Vista, and I thank you, Nicole, and all the nurses there for taking such good care of her. I went and saw Peyton the other day, and he had a bunch of apples, and I said, Peyton, I need some apples. I need to give back to these ladies. And he was so gracious. Not only did he say, you know, Leigh, for all the things that you do for me, I'm going to gift these to you. And I thought, wow. I was ready to pay him $100 for the 12 apples. And he said, no, just take them and bless your mom and bless the staff that's taking care of her. And I was just, Peyton, you rocked, you gave a tear to Auntie Leigh's eye. So I thank you so much for that. And then I was taking a few meetings and I said, you know, I want to go over to Heartfuls and give back to them. That is an incredible little place. I mean, not little, but. Man, they have some great food there, and just sweet girls all the way.
Their success story is pretty cool because they were in like a little cart that was over near
They
the
were
long
my neighbor.
Shot. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. And now they've moved over. You know, maybe people don't even know that they're open either because some of our restaurants closed, and it was kind of sad, you know, to see that. In our downtown, especially, like, I'm like the cheerleader, like, let's go downtown.
Me too.
With
me
all
too.
Our businesses.
I got a new downtown buddy now.
Yeah.
Stacy, here we go.
So it was really cool to see that they opened up and then, you know, 33 Barrel. And
then Yafe Wellness, it's actually, it's a bistro with so many more things than you can. I mean, she does mocktails, which are juices that help revitalize your body. And she has, you know, a makeup line and skincare line that's really amazing. And then right next door, if you're feeling a little dragging or you're not getting enough water, you go over to 7BIV and get yourself an IV that'll kick you back up.
That's really awesome.
Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. The
wellness businesses are coming up, too, in our city.
Mm-hmm. We have a few new people that will be joining us. They haven't joined us yet because they're still building out, but we're really excited about what downtown is bringing, just the quality and the amount of people and what their heart brings.
Well, and I think that there's kind of a move right now for, especially maybe in Sandpoint, but I know all over, we're kind of all wanting to support the local.
Yeah.
You know, because they're going to be our lifeline, you know, especially when we see a lot of some of the troubles that are going on around. If we can just support our local businesses, I think it's going to really help us all here.
You know, and that is a true statement, Stacy, because, you know, you look at, say, Artworks and Azaleas and Bella Terra and Burlwood and Carousel and Creations and Eve's Leaves, just those few businesses, they employ, you know, a good 30% of that 300, and they really give back to the community. All of these businesses do so much, and they have beautiful things.
They do.
They have beautiful things. And if you haven't been into Grace and Joy lately, boy, I tell you what, they got something. I told my husband, we were in Leavenworth 2 weeks ago, and I saw this gorgeous shawl with this fur on it. And he's like, oh, do you want me to buy it? He's such a generous man. I said, no, it's like $365. I don't want you to buy it. Not in Leavenworth. You come back to Sandpoint, and if it's there, then you buy it. I'm like, I'm fine with you spending the money on me, but you do it in Sandpoint. And so I walked into Grace and Joy the other day, and there it was. I was like, oh, thank you, God. I'm glad at least I get what I want.
I don't know if people realize how much talent actually is in Grace and Joy. Beverly, she's one of the main front of house managers over there, and she actually used to style Britney Spears and Sandra Bullock.
What?
Oh, yeah, not even.
And a bunch of other celebrities,
Jennifer
too.
Jennifer Aniston, too.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's a list, actually.
Wow.
She's actually a character.
Yeah,
she's
Beverly's a gem.
And she's got stories after stories. But she's been with Grace and Joy for quite a few years now. And she kind of has the flair and the knack to know, you know, like, yeah, no, that doesn't look good on you.
Yeah,
you know, she'll try.
Not,
she'll
she's
tell
not
you.
Blunt, but she is definitely, she won't let
oh,
you
she's
buy
blunt.
Something.
Yeah, no, she is blunt, but I like it.
But
because
it's
we need
it's
more
good.
People. Yeah, we need more people
she
to
can
just
get away
be
with it.
Yeah,
she can.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, they definitely have some beautiful things. And, you know, I was saying something about I Saw Something Shiny. Not only are they a bistro with a beautiful wine bar, but they have a lot of really beautiful pieces, and they have like a little tiny men's section, but they also have just beautiful jackets and sweaters and pants and you name it.
They're another shop that really has done a transformation as well.
Yeah.
I mean, like this summer, I was just watching all the people like sitting outside in front of them, you know,
so
enjoying.
Beautiful, right? Uh-huh. All the way into October. Boy, their Apple Fest was amazing with everybody sitting outside enjoying the beautiful day that we had for Apple Fest. And, you know, one of the things I know, some of the businesses that had moved from the bridge that got a little bit bigger space was that Pickled Kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
If you want to. Okay. So now that's a good gift idea to bring to Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And Christmas, like any Christmas dinner you're invited, you want to be like, wow, where did you get that?
Yeah.
You know, the appetizer extraordinaire, right? The little touch.
Yeah,
go
absolutely.
To, go there.
Pickled Kitchen has sauces and oils and things like that. And my favorite is olives.
Mm-hmm.
And to find a good olive stuffed with anything, that's your place. And then it's like, oh, yeah, it's all pickles. No, it's got a little bit of everything. And they just started carrying these amazing, like, charcuterie boards.
Mm.
That are
that's
just,
the end thing right now.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's doing it. I love it. But they're beautiful. They're absolutely beautiful. So, which brings me to beauty. We have a Papillon Beauty Place, and it is right between the bridge and Grace and Joy. And I have gone in there several times, and that young lady, Kate, she is rocking it. Those girls walk out of there. They walk in there and they're needing a cut and they're needing some, you know, flashy lashes and something, and they walk out of there, they look like supermodels. She's and then just beautiful. Not you don't have to be a supermodel to be beautiful, that is for sure.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Yeah. My husband tells me I'm beautiful every day. I thank God for that.
One of the places on the list I don't think I've been to or heard of is the Peppered Mercantile.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of new, too. It's where the Starbucks used to be.
Yeah.
Just to let everybody know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they are amazing. She, Well, she's a Hawaii girl. Yeah, Megan. She's a Hawaii girl. Her and I have that tie. her and her husband have done a beautiful job of bringing in some really neat pieces. And she also has a fresh juice that she's doing, which, you know, the more fresh juice you can get, the better your body is. So you definitely
Oh, I didn't know she had that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, she just started doing it. And she also has been doing some pre-sales for pies. And I'm going to say this. She had partnered with a bakery for the Apple Fest. And I'm sorry, Megan, but I'm going to not remember exactly which one it was. And I did have the sheet with me to order some pies. But I tried to order them on Monday. And I think somebody was closed because I didn't get an answer. But you can go to her window in front of her door and take a picture, and they make the most amazing pies. I'm going to order them for Christmas. I was too late for Thanksgiving.
Take a picture of the phone number?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it has like the name of the bakery that she's partnering with. So that would be really cool to help, you know, bring that out. So you guys make...
I think we needed to have that information a week ago, right?
I know. And I had it a week ago. I just didn't come in to see Jack a week ago.
Yeah. We're here in conversation with Jacob Holmberg of the Northern Grind, Leilani Williams, and Stacy Mueller, both of the Downtown Small Business Association, talking right now mostly about what did you call it again? What's the Saturday special?
Oh, Shop Small Saturday.
Shop Small Saturday. I'm going to take a quick musical break, I think. When we come back, we can talk about what else is going on this holiday season in the downtown Sandpoint area.
There's a lot.
Yeah,
there is. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, on this date in 1997, for sad reasons, of course, the Elton John song Candle in the Wind was back on the charts. We do not have the 1997 version in our library, would you believe it? But we do have the original from 1973. Off of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. This was at number one in 1997, some 25 years after it had originally been released. Here's Elton John with the 73 version of Candle in the Wind. You're listening to 885 KRFY. It's the morning show on Wednesday, November the 23rd. I'm Jack Peterson in for Chris Bessler, here with Jacob Holmberg of Northern Grind, Leilani Williams, and Stacy Mueller, both of the Downtown Small Business Association. Leilani Williams is the business liaison, right? Talk to all the small businesses, and then Stacy is volunteer extraordinaire.
Yes, we're so glad to have her. Mm-hmm. And I just handed Stacy earlier the Ladies' Night special, so I apologize. She just kind of rattled off a few of the specials that the businesses are going to be doing for Ladies' Night, and I'm going to toss it over to Jacob because he has the list of what's going on for Shop Small Saturday.
Awesome. So just taking a glance at some of these, the Carousel Emporium is going to be doing BOGO 30%. Some exclusions apply. We have Jalapenos got Nachos Supreme for $10.95 and a 16-ounce Cadillac Margarita for $10.
That's where my husband will be.
Heck yeah. And then the Northern Grind is BOGO Coffee. I mentioned that earlier. We've got Peppered Mercantile as a store-wide special of 25% off both Black Friday and Shop Small Saturday. Sharon's Hallmark is buy a holiday tote for $5.99 and receive 20% off regular purchased merchandise. Proceeds from tote purchase benefit the Bonner Community Food Bank. Also, they'll have some door prizes. Ponderay Winery is actually going to be 20% off all retail. That excludes the wines. Out West Trading Co. Select merchandise is going to be 30 to 50% off.
Wow.
Finn and McDonald, 20% off store-wide. Some exclusions apply. Eve's Leaves serving chocolates and sparkling cider. Burlwood Dreams, 10% off store-wide, which is a great deal because he's got some great wood in there. And then Bella Terra's, three free giveaways and snacks. The first one is $75 value with a $10 gift card. Number two is $150 value with a $20 gift card. Number three is $250 value with a $25 gift card. And then finally, Barrel 33, two glasses of gluten wine and flatbread for $25.
And that's amazing. We had a couple of those glasses the other night, and they are spicy and warm, and just especially if you're out cold, if you're out walking around and you get a little chill, those are yummy.
Is anybody opening at like weird? Is anybody like opening up at 4 o'clock in the morning on Black Friday or anything?
I don't encourage. Yeah, I don't encourage that either. I don't think that they're opening at 4 o'clock, but I do know, talking with Sherry over at Carousel, that they are going to open a little early, probably around 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, between 9 and 10, it'll be earlier than their normal, but not everybody is able to do that. You know, with the work. And the amount of people that are out there working right now, a lot of the businesses are a little lacking in people.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, we need more volunteers. I always want to go volunteer at a restaurant and just start helping, because I grew up in a restaurant. And I just, every time I see them struggling, I want to just get up and start, you know, pouring coffee for people, but can't do that. So I might have to come over and hang out with you. And make coffee at Northern Grind.
Do some deliveries on the e-bike in the snow.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, it's fun.
Yeah, I thought about you this morning at 6 o'clock when I was drinking my hot coffee in my room.
Do you actually do deliveries on a e-bike?
Yes, I do. Free coffee deliveries at that.
You have to pay for the coffee, though, right?
Yeah, the delivery is free, which is major, because you could technically get your coffee delivered currently through DoorDash and other stuff, but it's literally like a $7 charge. So a couple months ago, we had a local delivery guy that was doing all that, and that just didn't work out. And so I was already building out a website for curbside pickup. And I was just literally like, could I do this? And I had purchased an e-bike earlier just for fun. And all of a sudden my brain, it was like the cogs just started turning. I'm like, I think I could do this. And then I was like, I'm just going to do free delivery, because an e-bike don't take gas or anything like that, you know, and it's no extra cost for me. And so it's been awesome, actually. I was not expecting the growth that we would have through that, but it makes sense, because if you can get your coffee on a snowy, cold day delivered to you at no extra charge, why wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
And so we have like a 1.75 mile radius on that right now, so it's pretty much all of Sandpoint. Like, I'm not gonna go to the fairgrounds, I'm not gonna go to Ponderay, but that e-bike's 25 miles an hour, so I get to where I need to go. And
the coffee's hot?
Yeah. So what I do is I prepare the drinks, and then I leave some room in the cup. I double cup them. And then right before I leave, I throw all the drinks in the steam wand and like cook them till they're boiling almost. Mm-hmm. And that way, you know, they stay pretty insulated. And so far, everybody's been saying that the drinks are actually still really hot.
Yeah, they have to wait a minute or two to let them cool down.
Okay, I didn't even know you were doing that.
Yeah,
so awesome.
I learned something new sitting here, and I don't know, I'd be like on that.
Let's
if
go.
I was downtown.
Right.
So it's ngorders.com.
Easy, easy.
You just go to ngorders.com. You can find all your drinks. You click on it. It saves your payment information. Sends me a little notification. We've already done two today, actually. And then we bring it to you.
That is so awesome. We needed something like that.
I love that.
Right?
Well, especially I'm a coffee girl. So
yeah.
If I was working downtown and I couldn't get off to go get my coffee.
I would love that too.
Yeah. You can recognize my bike from a mile away, because I had a friend of mine custom fabricate a little wooden drink carrier on the front of my bike. It just sits right on the basket, but it's got like 20 drink spots on it. And you just can't miss it. I'm flying down the road with this big old drink carrier and 10 drinks sometimes in it, and it's fun.
And 1.75 miles, so not just the downtown, like, couple blocks. You can that's a pretty good radius.
Yeah, I started with downtown because obviously there's a ton of people in a short distance. But, you know, I felt comfortable, so I expanded it. 1.75 miles is pretty much – it's actually – further than the high school, even. I want to get the high school in there. There's a lot of people over there on Michigan Street as well. I've got a couple clients, but 1.7 miles radius, it's pretty far. So
That is so awesome. That'll take people from sitting in the line getting coffee in their cars, waiting, and then not knowing did the guy in front of me just order 20 coffees and I'm going to be here for a half hour and be late for work? That's awesome, Jacob.
We're fast.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
That gets you down to the Long Bridge, too. So if you're on those summer days when road can, when there's an accident or something like that, people are stuck on the Long Bridge.
That's hilarious.
I haven't thought about
just
that.
Just get out of your car and walk over here to the side. I'll get it for you.
Car on the Long Bridge on my e-bike. Hey, here's your coffees, your blended Red Bulls, your Hot Girl Summers.
You'd probably get some more orders just going by, too. Yeah. Anyway.
Absolutely.
That was a nice little digression there. What were we talking about before?
We were talking about Shop Small Saturday.
Yes.
And I wanted to just let you guys know some of the other businesses that are participating is Le Chic Boutique, Larson's, Northwest Handmaids. And if you've never been in there, you got to go into Northwest Handmaids. I'm an art person. I love art. And Burlwood has the most beautiful art. Artworks has some amazing local artists that I just love those people there. And Northwest Handmade, they have furniture like Burlwood. They have arts. They have crafts. They have so many beautiful things for you to be able to, you know, get for a Christmas gift for yourself, enjoy. And they're part of our downtown shopping district. Some of the really cute shops like Le Chic Boutique, if you haven't been in there, it's kind of off on the side. It's right around the corner from the 7th from Monarch Coffee Company.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't been in there, those girls are just beautiful. What they have in there is so cool.
Yep.
So kind of trendy and just cute. And great, great ideas for Christmas.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to add, we were talking about Heart Bowls earlier. You know, they used to be my neighbor in the food court. And every now and then I got people that come up to the food court wondering where Heart Bowls is at. So just so everybody knows, their new location is right next to Blue Room, which is the old Ivano's, right there downtown across the street from Barrel 33. And they are thriving in their new location. Katie has done a wonderful job with that space. If you haven't been inside there, it's super modern. It's gorgeous and it's fast. It's efficient. So check them out.
And the food is amazing. I mean, I never thought I would be enjoying anything gluten-free because I think I like gluten. But, man, their gluten-free stuff, everything is amazing. It tastes good, which you wouldn't think. One of the places that I really love to go to is Yosemite Oil and Vinegar.
Yep.
And if you haven't been down that far down into the bridge, you need to make it down there. Deborah and Trevor have done a beautiful job of bringing you some of the most amazing oils and vinegars. There's just so many to choose from. And then they have like little stations you can dip a piece of bread in and taste it before you buy it. They're just, and they're amazing. They're an amazing couple as well.
Hey, guys, we got to move along here. Look at the time.
Wow.
We got coming up, there's two more important dates for the Downtown Sandpoint. Sorry, the Downtown Small Business Association. On the 2nd is Ladies Night, and on the 16th is Are You Yeti for Christmas.
Those are some fun nights. Boy, the ladies really, we got started putting this ladies together back in August, and we didn't have our date exactly until we got closer, like October was when we finalized our date. And it is such a fun event. We have had so many ladies come and say, hey, when is ladies night? We had so much fun. The husbands got to go hang out at, you know, one of the places that we're going to do. The pre-party is going to be at Barrel 33. That's going to start at 3:00. And then the after party, we had two locations because we wanted to make sure that everybody got to enjoy themselves. And so for 21 and older, we have at 2119 Lounge, 219, not 2119, 219 Lounge. That's great. Thanks. Sorry, guys. And then at the Ponderay Winery will be the other one. We want to just make sure that all the ladies know you get a passport. It's a little flyer. It has 4 quadrants on it. You need to get it marked off by each quadrant to be able to enter to win. You just write your name and phone number on it. That way, we are absolutely doing we're doing $1,000 grand prize giveaway.
Wow.
A shopping spree for downtown. And I'm telling you, that's That'll make your life a little happier this holiday season.
That's a part of the small business district coming together and wanting to bless everyone that's coming downtown.
Absolutely.
I just think that's awesome. They're being very generous.
And not only that, when we're getting it kicked off, we're going to have prizes. We're going to do some Barrel 33 is going to do some specials. The Ponderay Winery is going to do some specials. 219 Lounge is going to do some specials. And we're also going to do some giveaways. It's not just going to be the one grand prize. We have about $500 to $600 worth of prizes that we're going to give away at each of the different places. And then just bless people. It'll be a great event.
So if I've done this a few years.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had heard about it. I'm like, oh, okay. But then when I went, it was super fun. And the reason why is there's just so much energy. Like all the stores are like all hyped up and
they
open their doors and they have drinks, they have snacks. Some of them have live music. I know that Cedar Street Bridge is going to have live music.
Yep.
Ponderay Winery is going to have live music.
I believe 219 is going to. Oh, yeah. I think Barrel 33
is.
All of them are going to have some kind of live music. So, and then we're also looking at if you are a caroler and you want to dress up and just come down and bless the downtown shopping district and just be like out there caroling, we would love that.
Well, we actually do have some carolers that are actually scheduled to go ahead and go around.
Oh, nice.
And they're really good. I can't remember the group, what their name is. I wish I remembered it right now. But, no, they've been scheduled to come in and just add to the whole festivity. So.
That's wonderful. I wasn't sure because I absolutely had to miss the last meeting. It was my anniversary. So I didn't know if we had them for sure. But that's wonderful. Well, join in. Come hang out and join in if you like to carol.
I'm just looking at this passport here. Where do you get one of these?
You can get the passport at any one of the participating businesses. So if you want to rattle off the participating businesses, that would be awesome.
So what it is you make a purchase at four of the businesses in...
You don't even have to make a purchase.
Oh, just visit.
You just go in, visit.
And get a stamp.
Look around, see what's there that you would like to buy for Christmas. We would love it if you spent, money and time with our businesses. That's the whole idea is to, be a part of the community and spend money with us. But you do not have to make a purchase to win the $1,000 grand prize giveaway, which is amazing.
This is like I'm not going to read them off right now just because we're short on time, but this is like just about every small business in the downtown area looks like they're on this.
We're
list
working
somewhere.
On it. I'm working on it.
So you can,
there's 35 different businesses.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Stop in at any one of them, pick up your passport, and then you visit, four of the other businesses, get your stamp, and then you can drop this off at the 219, looks like, by 8:30 p.m. on the 2nd. So that means you have about a week to go and do your big passport stamp collection.
Well, actually, the passport you do it that night.
Oh, you do it that
night.
Yeah,
you do it that night because they're going to stay open, so you don't have to, carry it around for a whole week.
And you're going to use that passport to put into the drawing.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You just write, there's a blank space underneath in between the two quadrants, and you're going to do that. Put your name and number in there, and then put it in a box at either Ponderay Winery or at 219 Lounge.
And then at 8:30, we're drawing one of those, and that'll be the $1,000 winner.
Absolutely. So I just got who is going to come down and be singing for us. It's the Music Conservatory.
Oh, great. That's
right. And those guys are amazing. They've really blessed a lot of people.
Yeah, it sounds like the 20th, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at 2:30, they're going to be out and about caroling.
Wonderful. And so, Jack, you want to talk a little bit about, would you be our Yeti?
I've
you would
been
be
a,
perfect for our Yeti.
I've been a Sasquatch before. I don't think I've ever been dressed up as a Yeti.
Kind of the same thing, just a little lighter.
I'm a little busy on that date, but the Are You Yeti for Christmas is the 16th of December. That's the kind of last-minute shopping provided by Downtown Sandpoint. Speaking of Christmas caroling, I was just talking to the KRFY Events Committee chairperson, and this is when we're doing the KRFY Kooky Downtown Carolers as
well. Oh, wonderful.
We're going to be out and about on the 16th, it looks like.
Carolers galore.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
Anyway, so this is the kind of the counterpoint to Ladies' Night is the Are You Yeti for Christmas last minute celebration.
Didn't want to forget the guys.
Right. We didn't want to forget those guys.
This is not the first year that you've kind of done a men's shopping night and a women's shopping night. This is more themed than it has been before, but I like that idea.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, you can buy something for your partner without them being right next to you.
Absolutely.
This is nice.
It makes it nice, especially, you know, because the Yeti walks around and there's some secret prizes that we're going to be doing with the Facebook. So if you get a picture with the Yeti and you post it and then you tag the Downtown Shopping District, you might just win something. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's a little.
So find that Yeti.
Yes. Find that Yeti on the 16th of December at between 4 and 8 downtown.
And this is complimentary holiday refreshments at participating retailers. And you can find the Yeti's gift guide on Facebook and Instagram. And then again, listed at the bottom is just about every small business in that in the area, which we're not going to go through right now, but everybody is participating in this.
Yep.
On the 16th, looks like everybody's going to be open 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., so you can even stay late at some of these places, too.
Yeah.
A little later than...
It's a little after, you know, after work shopping.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't, you know, we kind of roll up the things at downtown Sandpoint, so it's a little later, give you a little more chance to get some things.
The one thing I wanted to add here is that the Downtown Small Business Association, it's really helped bring the community together and the businesses together. And then we're all communicating and able to like share something extraordinaire for Sandpoint. So if you're a business that has not joined, you might consider joining the small business association and just talk to Leilani. What's your number, Leilani?
My number is, it's a Hawaii number. Sorry, I can't let my old aunties have to redo it. But it's 808-780-2079. Or you can reach me at 7bmmp.pbg@gmail.com.
And I just went to one of the meetings last week, and I walked away and I thought, we are so much better together.
Yes.
You know, so absolutely. As we join forces together, I think we can really make our city something special.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, it's obviously I just joined. I'm kind of like the new guy on the block. But as I was looking into this group, and there was actually another group that I was also interested in. And for me, it was a no-brainer. You know, the Downtown Shopping District. I chose to be part of this group because of the energy, and all of these business owners are just passionate about what they do. They're go-getters, they're leaders, they're influencers. They've been around for a long time. They know how to attract customers and succeed. And for me, the biggest thing in my life, the most important things for me is like surrounding myself with like-minded people. And this group is just full of heavy hitters. So if you are a business owner and you're on the fence and you need to like grow your business, this is going to be one of the better ways to do it, because all of the resources we use in the wintertime specifically, because in the summer we're all thriving. This is a tourist town. We do well in the summer, but in the winter we rally, we come together, and all of these events that we're doing and opportunities are going to help grow your business. And the value is high, let me tell you right now. So
absolutely.
What I love too is that some of the restaurants now are joining in the association. And
because it's when not you just have, about shopping.
Yeah, you have all these people that are coming into town, and when they're at that store, they're saying, where should I go to eat?
Yeah.
And you're sending those people there, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's really good.
And one of the things I love about, you know, they don't just take your money and say, okay, well, we're just going to do some posters. We do media to the nth degree. We are on we do like media. We do Sandpoint Living Local. We do Coeur d'Alene Living Local. We do radio. Thank you, Jack, for having us on. We do a lot of different things. And when things come up, if you look in the Daily Bee on Wednesday and you look in the Reader on Thursday, you'll see our flyer. You can cut that out if we're out, because we did print 3,300 flyers for our passports. If you miss that, you can go into the Daily Bee on Wednesday and the Reader on Thursday, and our little flyer will be in there, and you can cut that out and bring it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Gosh, look at the time. It flies.
Wow. We thought we weren't going to be able to do a whole hour.
Yeah. No, it's easy. That hour flies by. We've been talking with Jacob Holmberg of, it's Northern Grind Espresso, Northern Grind Coffee.
Northern Grind.
And the website again is what?
For deliveries, it's ngorders.com.
Okay.
And he's moving to Cedar Street Bridge.
Yay! We're taking over.
Yeah. Are you moving there exclusively, or are you still going to have the stand?
We're going to have both shops. I'm okay. Really excited because then I'll make the baristas do the deliveries in the cold.
We also here with Leilani Williams and Stacy Mueller of the Downtown Small Business Association. Leilani is the business liaison and is the person you get in touch with if you are a small business interested in joining or talking.
And we would
about.
Love to have any new. Oh, one thing I forgot to say was the we have social media. Alyssa Duvall does our social media, and this gal is just beyond amazing what she does for the Downtown Shopping District Facebook.
Well, before I throw it over to a little more music, is there anything else we want to mention at the last minute? I think we covered it, right?
We talked Black Friday.
We got the Christmas tree lighting.
Hey,
Christmas
coming
tree
up
lighting
on Friday night, so that's a good excuse to be downtown.
They're still looking for volunteers to help with setting up and cleaning up. So if you are needing to do something for the community, and please, you know, come on down. I think it's Kate at the Chamber of Commerce. That is taking those volunteers.
Yep, and the Northern Grind will be open. So if you're early to the tree and you want some hot chocolate or hot coffee, you just look across the street for the blinking open sign and we'll take care of you.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, it was on this day in 1992. Can that be right? So 30 years ago. Guess who's turning 30 years old today? What musician?
Miley Cyrus
is 30, it looks like.
Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I did not realize that.
Born in 1992, did I do that math right? Yeah, I think
Wow. I'm getting old.
Okay. Yeah, you did, because my youngest son and daughter are born in 91.
Okay, well, this is not an original by Miley Cyrus. This one's
I'm scared.
An old song.
Is this Hannah Montana?
No, she's got a good. I have thought about playing Wrecking Ball. No, this is a short.
We know the songs.
you're gonna make me lonesome when you go, as performed by Miley Cyrus. You may be surprised at the quality of her voice.
Happy birthday, Miley!
Back in the day.
I'll be back with a couple more events just to wrap things up here. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. Thanks again to the Downtown Small Business Association for coming in and joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yep. We appreciate you.